I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, February 22nd. This will be the last week for the community COVID-19 testing and vaccination clinic offered by Manet Community Health Center at 180 Old Colony Avenue in Quincy. Walk-in testing will take place today from 1 to 4 p.m., and the vaccination clinic is Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. by appointment. The clinic may have to relocate to make way for construction of a new special education learning center. The Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center will mark Black History Month this Thursday with a Black Voices Story Time for Children. The in-person event will feature stories from Black authors and illustrators for children 3 years and older. The event will be held Thursday in the Children's Room of the Main Library in Quincy Center from 10 to 10:45 a.m. The event is free. No registration is required. However, face masks are required for all adults and children 5 and over. Face masks are recommended for anyone 2 to 4 years old. The Quincy Recreation Department has expanded gym programs for school vacation week this week. Activities are taking place at many elementary and middle schools every day from 9 a.m. to noon. There's swimming programs at the Lincoln Hancock School, and the renovated locker rooms are open. And there is a special parents' night out tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday night at the Broad Meadows Middle School. The recreation staff will have activities and programs for children in grades 2 through 8 from 5 to 8 p.m. while parents get a night out. Program is $5 per night. Visit QuincyRec.com or call 617-376-1394. A reminder, there is a one-day delay for curbside collection of trash and recycling all this week due to the President's Day holiday yesterday. Well, the Massachusetts State House is throwing open its doors to the public for the first time in nearly 2 years this week. The building has been largely closed to all but lawmakers, State House staffers, and reporters since the start of the pandemic in March of 2020. The public will again be able to enter the building starting today. Masks will be required as well as proof of COVID-19 vaccination or a negative test for no more than 1 day before seeking entry. The building has been closed to the public for more than 700 days, far longer than nearly any other state capital during the pandemic. The plan to welcome back the public comes as a COVID-19 surge driven by the highly contagious Omicron variant subsides. Lawmakers had come under criticism for keeping the building closed to the public for so long. In December, the Massachusetts House began requiring State House employees to show that they have been vaccinated, received a qualifying disability or medical condition, or received an accommodation due to a sincerely held religious belief to enter the building. The TD Garden ending its proof of COVID vaccination requirement yesterday. The announcement came Saturday afternoon, a day after the city of Boston announced the mandate would be lifted effective immediately. Mayor Michelle Wu lifted the proof of vaccination requirement for the city, citing the fact that the city's community COVID positivity rate is 4%. The mask mandate at the Garden, requiring all guests 2 and older to wear face masks unless eating or drinking, will remain in effect. Other venues, like the Box Center and Schubert Theater, also lifting their vaccine requirements. Some theaters, like the Emerson Colonial Theater, Charles Playhouse, Citizen Bank Opera House, are keeping a vaccine requirement. Curry College will hold classes remotely today after hate messages were found in a bathroom and a laundry room on campus. The note specifically mentioned today's date. School is currently offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the person responsible for leaving hateful messages and threats around campus in recent weeks. At least 20 swastika symbols, one racist graffiti were found at the beginning of February. There was then an increased police presence on February 12th after a threat was made against Black students and staff on campus. A fatal fire in Kingston over the weekend started when a woman dropped a candle and her clothing caught fire. It happened Saturday about 3 p.m. on South Street. Woman was carrying a candle when it fell and her clothing ignited. There was no structural damage to the home. The woman succumbed to her injuries. The last fatal candle fire in Massachusetts took place in December 2020, when one person died and two others were injured in Revere. A Worcester man arrested yesterday morning after allegedly breaking into the Franklin Park Zoo in Boston and attempting to gain access to the tiger enclosure at about 9 a.m., standing outside of his parents' Worcester home with a violin in hand. Suspect, 24-year-old Matthew Abraham, said police have it all wrong. He was arrested at the zoo after state police say he broke in, scaled several fences, and ignored warning signs trying to get into the tiger enclosure before zoo hours. But Abraham insists he thought the place was open because the gate was and didn't realize he was in a restricted area until security confronted him. Abraham says the only time he hopped fences was trying to get out after security scolded him. But he says the one thing police have right is he is fascinated by tigers. He admits he went to the zoo with the goal of staring into the tiger's soul and achieving some type of mystical experience. The Worcester State biology major, charged with trespassing and disturbing the peace, will be arraigned today in Dorchester District Court. Mass General Hospital will pay $14.6 million to settle a lawsuit claiming that trainees perform surgeries without proper supervision. The suit also alleges that supervising surgeons were not present for those surgeries because they were working in another operating room. The case came to fruition after a whistleblower alleged some of the hospital's orthopedic surgeons engaged in overlapping surgeries that violated federal Medicare and Medicaid rules. The Globe reported that it was Dr. Lisa Woolman, a former anesthesiologist at Mass General, who brought on the lawsuit. She said five surgeons kept patients under anesthesia longer than necessary because they were performing surgeries in two operating rooms at once. It apparently led to overbilling their anesthesia and left some surgeries improperly supervised. The law firm that represented Dr. Woolman said she initially filed her case in 2015 and pursued it even after the government declined to be involved. The hospital agreed to settle the suit, still insists it met all legal requirements for overlapping surgeries. Gas prices in Massachusetts went up another nickel in the past week. According to AAA, a gallon of gas in the state now $3.54 on average, a penny higher than the national average. AAA's Mary McGuire says continuing tensions between Russia and Ukraine and increased demand as more drivers take to the road are combining to keep oil prices high, which translates into pain at the pump. Gas prices have gone up 18 cents in the past month, or 98 cents higher than they were at this time last year. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are down. The Dow lost 232. NASDAQ fell 168. The S&P dropped 31. Oil prices surged nearly 5%. The dollar is higher. The euro was up. Oil at over $94 a barrel. Sports: Bruins beat the Avalanche 5-1. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: scattered showers and highs in the low 50s. Tonight, cloudy, low 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and very warm, high near 70 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy and into the upper 30s, and then snow on Friday, the high 34. For the boater, waves about a foot. Light northeast wind becomes southeasterly. High tide 3:30 this afternoon. Sunrise at 6:29, set at 5:25. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, February 22nd.